This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I remember being younger and seeing a 60-year-old, a 7-year-old person and being like, they must have it all figured out. And as I'm getting older and I'm with people older than wiser than me, I'm seeing that they're that age, they're older than me, and they don't have it all figured out. And and it is interesting how some of the hangups I see are still, I see a 60, 70-year-old man, woman, who are dealing with things from when they were a child, from their parents or from whatever influence they had, and they're still not over it. For me, the big lesson lately has been, it was in a book I read that had a quote that said, behind every mountain are more mountains. So even when you pass through this current trial or this current being late or, you lose a client or something happened that wasn't your fault, and to worry about it, it only makes it worse, especially if you're doing the best you can or acting with integrity and honor and all the things that we try to do. How do you deal with, or how do you recommend people deal with things when there's something out of their control or the worry angle when it's something that they just can't control?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's one of the five pillars. So there's a whole chapter in my book with has a lot of different stuff on this, because this was the hardest of all five pillars. This I call surrender. It's the hardest. It was the hardest. It still is the hardest, because surrender for most of us has like this very negative connotation. Like for me, I was like, hell no, I'm never going to surrender. You know, like I'm never. And then because we feel like it's giving up. If we stop that fight, if we accept that things are out of our control, in our mind, that's like weakness, and that's giving up. And it's actually completely the opposite. It's saying, I can come at this from a place of trust and faith. And it doesn't matter at all, like what we believe about God or spirituality or religion or any of that stuff. What I say is just look around at life. Like life is all around us. Like the sun rises, the sun sets, like the water, the tides, plants sprout, they grow. Like there is a life force that we are part of. Like we are that. And it is much bigger than we are. And there's a great Marianne Williamson quote, like you can try to control everything in your life, or you can let the same force that keeps the planets in orbit and, you know, the sun rising and setting, you can let that do some of the work. And so it was a real shift around, okay, if I can find a little openness to trusting that there is some life force, maybe it's just my gut, maybe it's just not just my mind, but maybe there's something more, you know, intuitive or something more going on. When those things come that are out of our control, then we can start that whole serenity prayer thing. Like, I know that I'm going to have the courage to change everything that I can. And I'm going to find that acceptance, the serenity to accept the things that are out of our control, which includes things that have already happened. And I'm sure you're with me on this, that a lot of the stuff I used to fight, it had already happened. So what kind of energy am I wasting? Energy that I want to use to be making things better. Wasting energy fighting something that actually already happened.